Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome to Viewpoints on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. UBS is excited to bring you this new podcast series of weekly conversations in collaboration with my colleague, Burkhard Varnholt. With that, Burkhard, it's great to be with you here on Market Moves. Thank you for dropping by and for spending some time today with our listeners and clients. Really excited to kick off this new series of conversations with you.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Dan. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So, as mentioned, it is exciting that we're commencing this new podcast offering for our listener base, our clients here at UBS. So, to get started, Burkhard, I think a good place to begin is to have you share with our listeners, our clients, a bit of background about yourself, your professional background, your career, and then we can get into some other topics.
Oh, sure. Happy to do that. So, by way of introduction, I'm 55 years old and a family father of two. I was previously global CIO at Credit Suisse, which I joined during the late 1990s, and an economist by training and also an avid consumer of literature, music, and art. For about a decade or so, I acted as a board member to the Tate Modern Gallery in London. And maybe on a more personal note, I founded a children's village called Kids of Africa in Uganda, East Africa, the Pearl of Africa, as Winston Churchill called it many years ago, some 20 years ago. And so ever since, Uganda's become my second home. I've been visiting Africa with my family at least every second or third month for the last 20 years. So that's a bit about me.
As I mentioned at the start, we're coining this new podcast series, Viewpoints. So with that, what can our listeners and clients look forward to hearing? I guess put another way, what will this conversation deliver going forward?
Oh, sure. Good question. Thank you, Dan. Well, you know, one of the biggest parts of my job is interacting with our wealth management and also corporate clients. And naturally, they're eager to learn firsthand about our UBS house view, our expectations for stocks, rates, currencies, growth, etc. But, you know, one thing that struck me over all those years is that many clients are really looking for more than just percentage points or basis points, which bankers like us like to talk about. At some point, many client discussions come to the point where they ask, but what's your point of view? And that's how I came to write a weekly letter called Viewpoints, which I publish every Friday, as hopefully some leisurely weekend reading, which will also be forming, I presume, a part of our regular discussion. And this letter really features a wide range of topics, quite deliberately so. It is clearly and regularly anchored in our UBS house view. But readers will find special topics. For example, because I was in Uganda just recently, I wrote about Africa, the misunderstood continent, something that a lot of readers find interesting because they hear about it but don't know much about it. There are always investment implications in it. And sometimes I fancy to include some movie or book tips.
Well, I have to say, I do look forward to diving into an array of global topics with you on a weekly basis going forward. Now, with that, I am eager to hear your viewpoints on this week's central bank activity. We're recording on Thursday, March 21st. We had some developments out of Europe this morning, though I also think back to yesterday we heard from the FOMC. So there's a lot to digest here.
Oh, that's a good one. Been such a busy week. Let me give you three thoughts. Number one, easy does it. I think today, Thursday, the global monetary easing cycle was officially opened with the surprise bang and rate cut by the Swiss National Bank. Who would have thought so? It being the first West central bank to start it, I think that has created the prologue for more to come. Of course, the Swiss National Central Bank's rate easing critically dependent on the record strength of the Swiss franc, which led to one of the world's lowest inflation rates and allowed it and even forced it to cut rates. My second thought would be this. I'd say, once again, easy does it. Clearly, central banks are in no rush. While they do hear the whining and the lamentos from business lobby groups who all want, like little children, to enjoy the same fruit which the Swiss were offered generously today, it seems that neither Powell nor Christine Lagarde will oblige with any sense of urgency. Jay Powell this week in his presser said, let me quote him, we're prepared to maintain the current target range for the federal funds rates for longer if appropriate. There's no rush, easy, slowly, slowly. But clearly this will mark the path to more easy money for the year to come. And my third thought on this is then, you know, in the long run, let's never forget this. In the long run, stock markets are driven by earnings and not by central banks. Earnings drive stocks. Central banks drive markets in the short run. And, you know, good enough, it seems to us, we were discussing this in this week's investment committee, that we're really on the cusp of something that could be a very, very big wave, a long productivity-driven earnings cycle, something you could even consider the roaring 20s. And that's why this bull still has legs to run.
Very helpful to have that perspective, and I'm sure we'll be speaking more about central bank activity in the months ahead. Though more near term, looking ahead to next week, Burkhard, what will you be keeping an eye on?
Right. So my next viewpoint topic that I'm writing my weekly letter about really tries to address the single most often heard investor concern I have been encountering during the last 1, 2, or 3 weeks. And it really goes like this, very simply, and I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, must be hearing similar questions, like, is today's NVIDIA share price yesterday's Cisco experience? Or put differently, are we nearing similar bubble territory like during the late 1990s? Or put differently again, where have all the bears disappeared to? As I look at those questions in some detail and with some empirical evidence, I find that the bull market is still very young, has room to run. Don't forget, the 1990s bull market began in 1987 and lasted until 2000. That was 13 years. This bull market started on October the 12th and is now 18 months old. It still has room to run for a number of reasons, and you know, to be fully invested at all times, according to your personal risk profile and in a diversified way, seems to be the most important takeaway.
Burkhard, it was a pleasure speaking with you today as we kick off a new podcast series, Viewpoints, for our listeners, our clients. I do look forward to our future conversations, but it was great to have this initial one with you today, and do look forward to catching up again with you in the week ahead.
Well, likewise, and thank you very much for this kind invitation, Dan. All the best and have a very good rest of the day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.